Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the first ever episode of Pirate Radio, hosted by yours truly, the Wasteland's finest privateer, Captain Jake Swallows. This episode is brought to you by Tyler County Dirt Tracks, in association with the Falk Chronicles on YouTube. I'd like to give a tremendous shout out to the one and only Chad, who gave me the inspiration to start my own radio show. And as such, it's only fitting that the first song comes from Chad and Jeremy, a summer song. Warm in your cockle shells after this harsh nuclear winter. Be sure to like and subscribe, and share across the narrow broad bands of the wasteland.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again. Say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. When the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream, if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream, if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom, shaboom, ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, shaboom. Every time
a look at you. Something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom and hoping we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
Hey, da dee ding dong, da lang da lang da lang.
Shaboom,
ba-do, ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-bay. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Sweetheart!
Shaboom, shaboom, by the Crew Cuts there. Turns out the crew of the Ruby Clam aren't the only one cutting throats on the wasteland. Ah ha 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 ha! And speaking of me beloved Ruby Clam, the casting call is now open for any and all privateers and gentlemen, gentle ladies and gentle theys adventurers who wish to partake in some light booty plundering. Be sure to come join me over the Falk Chronicles. But in the meantime, never trust anyone you come across in the wasteland. Always have suspicion, just like Terry Crawford.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me. Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Every time you call me and tell me we should meet tomorrow, I can't help but think that you're meeting someone else tonight. Why should our romance just keep on causing me such sorrow? Why am I so doubtful whenever you part us up?
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me? Darling, if you love me, I beg you, wait a little longer. Wait until I drive all these foolish fears out of my mind. Why can't our romance just keep on growing stronger? Maybe I'm suspicious cause true love is so hard to find.
Suspicion
torments my heart.
Suspicion
keeps us apart.
Suspicion,
why torture me?
By me to end this misery, and I wonder run, 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 run away.
Ah, the classic Runaway. Just like that cursed runaway first mate of mine, Night Hunter. You see, the legend of Captain Jake and the Ruby Clam only goes so far without that of the Night Hunter. Beware's out there, folks, for he trolls in a spooking manner and pretends to want to be trading when really all he wants is to trade blows. But enough of old Jakey Boy's tales of mutiny and plunder. This next one goes out to all of those who'd rather drown their sorrows than face up to their fears. It's the Fireballs with Bottle of Wine.
Tears blind my sight. You no longer love me. You said we must part. And all I have left is a hangover heart. Too much wine from the bottle makes you feel bad next day. But take another drink and that feeling goes away. But tell me, my darling, just how I should start to lose this old feeling of a hangover heart. No pills from the doctor, no drugs from the store will help me forget the one I adore. I don't need a doctor, no nurse with her chart. All I need is you for my hangover heart. Come back to me, baby, let's make a new start and take away the pain of this hangover heart.
That was Hangover Heart there just like me own heart will be hungover if the wasteland loses its one and only Sandman of the Rage Chronicles. Word is he be heading off to bluer and greener pastures, shooting out of some kind of sky bus, more so these days. A great loss to the wasteland, if you ask me, not only because I was actually going to ask him to handle some personal business for me. Hit me up in the DMs if you hear this, Sandman. But he, too, is no stranger to the salty losers of the wasteland. And with that, if this is your final goodbye, then let me bid you adieu the only way I know how, Sandman.
You take good care of him now, Epic. You hear?
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. A rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby.
Thank you.
That was some Bobby V, followed by the Shangri-Las. Remember walking in the sand? Ha! It's not like I can forget. I was born on the beach. Half in and half out the water. The doctors at the time said I was somewhat of a medical marvel. A miracle, some would say. Well, not I. A tad more modest, you see. But what is a miracle is how well some of ye out there scrub up nicely in the wastelands. Shout out to the Fallout 76 photo mode and all those involved in the art project and such like things. This one's for all y'all putting on a ball. Speaking of balls, you're all more than welcome to the Pirate's Ball. I mean, Privateer's Bazaar, no less. But I'll tell you more about that at the end of the show. Stay tuned now.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry. Poetry in motion. She doesn't need improvements. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion, dancing close to me. A flower of devotion, a swaying gracefully. She doesn't need improvements. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion. All that I adore. No number nine love potion could make me love her more.
There's a moon out tonight. Whoa, 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 moon. Let's go strolling. There's a girl in my heart. Whoa, 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 moon. Whose heart I've stolen. There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through the park.
Before there's a girl at my side.
side that I adore. There's a glow in my heart. I guess it's because
there's a
moon out tonight.
Moon out tonight.
Moon out tonight.
There's a moon out tonight.
Beautiful sounds of the Capris with There's a Moon Out Tonight. With darkness fast approaching, put on your best armor and keep guard at all times, for you never know what'll be floating above you in the sky, headed straight for you like a giant shithawk.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn, one big eye. I commenced to shake and then I said, ooh-wee, it looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. Oh, well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, I eat purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater. Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he laid on the ground. And he started to rock, oh, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a pop. Boop-a-lop-a-loom-bam-boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad and the gold, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater. What a sight to see. Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was a-blowing it out, a-really knocking them dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Can't beat the classics now, can ye? Well, with Fastnacht just around the corner, folks, we're looking forward to a classic time of our own again. The yearly festival that we all thrive for. But really, what we should be giving thanks for is all Todd's creatures, great and small. Speaking of which, if you happen to see a certain priestess out there in the wasteland, be sure to give your thanks to the Lord Todd. Whether that be through caps or chems for the needy and poor, well, that's between you and your own Todd, I suppose. But in the meantime, Jimmy Rogers is here to tell you about the sweet, sweet honeysuckle from one of the Lord's greater creatures. The simple Appalachian killer bee, of course. It's honeycomb.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for a home. And they call it a honeycomb, and they roam the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard what then? Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. I get every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walk. Talking honeycomb, well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word that sounds about sweet like a turtle dove. And I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere, we're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and to be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of our life. Begged her and I pleaded like a natural man. And then, whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, for working hand in hand to have a good life. We had the corn in the field, weed in the bin, and then whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, our children named number just about four, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was, whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago.
Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh lordy, will I do it all again? Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Well, if you've made it this far, folks, count yourself one of the lucky ones. Some poor vault dwellers have decided to lock themselves in for the better part of a year now. And rumour has it that there'd be more folks coming from out of town to reclaim what they claim is rightfully theirs. Well, in trying times like these, they do best to well the privateer's rules of acquisition. Finders, keepers, losers, give me all the rest of your stuff, or I'll cut your throat. But in fairness, splitting the booty is an age-old tradition. Well, there's no one who gets a bigger split of the booty than the captain himself. That being said, as promised earlier on in the show, I, Captain Jake Swallows, cordially invite ye to attend the one and only Pirates Bazaar of the Wasteland. Date to be included in the comment pinned below. There'll be legendaries given away. There'll be chems. There'll be alcohol. There'll be booty the plenty for all to plunder. And if, as if that's not enough, Captain Jakey Boy has all the maps you could possibly imagine. Yes, that's right. The hidden treasures of the wastelands best be ours before these wayward stragglers come back, claiming sovereignty over all our lands. With that in mind, here's the Honeycombs asking, have I the right?
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I want to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong.
one of chocolate, covered cream, arms that can only lift a spoon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
That was Jonathan King with Everyone's Gone to the Moon. It's a special dedication to everyone's favourite Raider lass, Rosie. Especially tuned to the moon, that one is, that's for sure. Don't tell her I said that. I'd just like to take this occasion to thank you kindly if you made it this far, and remind ye, the only way you'll get more of old Jakey Boy in the pirate radio station to rule the airwaves and the sea waves is if you like, subscribe and comment and share, and join us over at the Fawk Chronicles. That's F-A-W-K, as in, for all we know, the Wastelanders could come round the corner at any moment. I'd like to see the feckers try, that's all I'm going to say. And from myself and Fat Man Scoop over in the corner there, we'd like to thank you kindly for taking an interest, not only in these videos, but quite possibly the continuing adventures of Captain Jake. The playlist sitting nice and tightly in the hollow tapes of the Fawk Chronicles on YouTube. And if you be wanting, you be catching some of me live streams over at twitch.tv/TheFawkChronicles. Now that's enough plugging for one night. It's time we unplug, dim the lights, and start to wind down. We'd best not be letting the Mothman or the Wendigos know where we be sleeping now. This one's for all those lonesome souls out there who may just be thinking about crying themselves to sleep.
Bye.
goodbye. Why does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Caverells to Skeeter Davis at the end of the world. And that's not the only thing that's the end, ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, and all variations of the species. I've been your host, Captain Jake Swallows, proprietor of the Ruby Clam, gentleman adventurer extraordinaire, and the Wasteland's number one privateer on the Wasteland's number one pirate radio station, broadcasting and narrowcasting across the Appalachian airwaves, recorded live to holotape and uploaded later on to www.youtube.com/C/TheFawkChronicles. That's FAWK, as in for all we know, this could be the first and last episode. If you don't remember to get in those comments and let old Jakey boy know what you thought, share this around the Fallout 76 community, and I'll be sure to do more. But in the meantime, there's only one thing left for it, folks, and that's to go open up me favourite bottle of rum. Nuka Dark Rum. None of this plastic bottle nonsense, though, you hear? Until next time, folks. Be ye Yanny, or be ye Laurel. Seek no parley, only quarrel. Yar.
She rises.